This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess the Winter Olympics is here. And I don't know about you all, but boy, is there a lot less hype over these Olympics than it was for Rio with the Summer Olympics. I mean, it seems to be really talking about it. I turn on the news, it's all about the memos and dossiers and Trump, etc. Or if we do hear about the Olympics, sorry about that, I have a foot issue, my foot is caught under my studio chair. If we do hear about the Olympics, it's about the norovirus, where I guess, you know, some of the security guards, you know, got the poops, and hookups. Apparently, Team USA interviewed. Maybe they were interviewed, but they actually revealed, you know, how people hook up at the Olympics. Now, I would think there'd be a lot more, I don't know, hype. People would be a lot more excited going, yay, Team America, yay. And I got to tell you something. If we start to not care about the Olympics, okay, and we're not really rooting, okay, you know, for our country, I think that starts to reflect on how we look at our country. I know a lot of people are like, oh, the Olympics, it's... You know, we got so much else to watch on TV. The Olympics used to be a real big deal. It's very interesting. I found an article looking at pictures from the 1920s. I think the first Olympics was in Calgary in 1928. And you see, like, the figure skaters, they were outside, you know, because they didn't have an indoor figure skating arena. So you would figure skate outside, and the women wore long sweaters because it was cold. So you had to do your jumps and your skating routines, you know, long sweaters. I think the winner was like a 12-year-old girl. And not the sexiest-looking outfits. Now, you know, with figure skating, they try to look all sexy. But with this, no. You kind of had a long, you know, because it was the 1920s. So everything was very long and narrow and, you know, covered a lot of stuff up, of course, in the snow. And then you saw the hockey team. I think the U.S. lost to Canada's hockey team. And everybody looked happy. It's interesting because in old pictures, people didn't smile. But when, you know, a picture was taken without them realizing it, you look at them and you go, oh, looks like people did smile. I always feel like, you know, in the 1800s, you know, nobody smiled back then. Of course they did. They smiled. They cackled. I'm sure in the 1800s or in the older days, they're like, ha! I'm sure they sounded like that. We'll never see that because there's no video footage. And in pictures, you just don't see that. I mean, even Abe Lincoln. Do we have any picture of Abraham Lincoln smiling? I'm sure that man smiled. You know, same thing with George Washington. I don't get that. I don't understand why in the olden days you wouldn't smile for a portrait. Now, the women, they let smile and smirk because it was sexy. But for the guys, I guess you look more academic. You look more. By the way, I see that with people. I see that with people where they don't walk around smiling. They walk around with a stern face, a face that's really, I don't know, like, I don't want to say stern or resting, you know, meanie face, but they just, I don't know. I guess some people, they think that if they don't smile, they look more intelligent. Now, me, I walk around the world with my tongue hanging out and my eyes all googly, like, hi. That's how I walk around the world, and I think that makes people feel better. But then again, do people think I'm the sharpest tool in the shed? No, they don't. You know, people don't really come to me for academic information. They come to me to feel good or for a good joke. They don't come to me for that. So very, very interesting. Anyway, so while we're getting all suited up and getting excited for the Olympics and wanting to beat out the other countries, I think the Winter Olympics is on NBC. I think you could also watch it online. I believe NBC is going to live stream every single event. There's going to be 1,800 hours of live coverage. My only problem is I like to tape the Olympics, and then I like to come home and watch it. I don't have enough room on my DVR. I'm starting to tape This Is Us. I don't know. I thought it was going to be too much of a girly show. You know, I thought it would be too touchy-feely, and I was like, I'd rather watch Vikings and Game of Thrones and, I don't know, Ray Donovan or, I more of the guy stuff. I just dig that a lot more. But because everybody's watching This Is Us, they say, to watch it. So I have to admit the writers are pretty good. So I'm trying to tape that. I still watch Pawn Stars, news, that kind of stuff. So anyway, yeah, I tape the news. You guys don't tape the news? I tape the news. See, this is what they said about Trump yesterday. This is what they said about Trump 3 weeks ago. It's really interesting. You should tape the news because, you see prior presidents, right, like Obama and Clinton talk about illegal immigration. And then you see the, current Democrats say the exact opposite. And you're like, well, wait a second here. They almost agreed with Trump. Anyway, so a lot of apps. If you want, go to wire.com and they tell you how to stream the Winter Olympics. Now, very interesting. I think 110,000 condoms were passed out. See, that's the story I'm interested in. Apparently, the Olympic Village. What happens in the Olympic Village stays in the Olympic Village? Well, no, because apparently Cosmopolitan.com made a video interviewing the athletes, and they said, well, yeah, incredibly good-looking athletes, perfect bodies, tight spandex. Of course there's going to be some hooking up. Would you expect anything else? That's skeleton athlete John Daly. He said the condoms are Olympic strong. That was from Andrew Kirka. He's a Paralympic alpine skier. I hooked up with, Loreen Ross, Olympic skier, says I hooked up with everyone. Now, me, I would be so afraid to be an Olympic athlete having sex and getting pregnant. There is just no way. I would never have sex because I'd be like, no. And then let me see. I guess somebody lost their virginity. I don't know. They're talking about all sorts of crazy stuff. But I guess maybe that's the only way to sell the Olympics these days. Maybe nobody really cares about, us trying to beat Japan or China. And I don't know, what do we play against Japan and China in? I know we do gymnastics, and we have a tough time beating them. I don't know what else we play against them. Bobsled? 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason and Manny for working the dials. Now, and of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in. I love having a whole team work on my dials. It's awesome. Anyway, working my dials from a board radio engineering sense. Now, we got a lot to talk about today. Going to talk about how vaping may put you more at risk for pneumonia. Apparently, vaping makes users more likely to catch pneumonia. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the latest with our life expectancy. Apparently, drugs, alcohol, and suicide are causing our life expectancy to drop, not just a little, but dramatically. So all those predictions I had of us being, you know, our life expectancy well into the 80s by the end of this decade is now not coming true because we have people dying too prematurely for things that didn't usually kill us to this degree in the past. We have kids, at least 1 in 20, getting harmed by alcohol in the womb, which means more pregnant women are going back to drinking. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about how your pulse could tell you if you are at risk for heart disease. As Peek at Your Pulse campaign starts this week and next week, probably. I think the whole month. So as you can see, we got a very busy day at the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. First, we have some news when it comes to driving, okay? Apparently, Florida is considering a digital driver's license. I think a couple states are thinking about this. And a bill was introduced to the Florida legislature showing that the state may be planning a digital driver's license program and considering new uses of blockchain technology by its agencies. Now, you guys know more about technology than I do. But the legislation includes provisions for an optional digital proof of driver's license. Now, the legislation would require there be protocols and standards and all sorts of other stuff because, again, this can, unfortunately, you know, put people at risk now that their driver's license is out there and somebody could obviously hack it and use it. But, you know, when medical records started to become more electronic, they were talking about a microfiche. I don't know if you guys remember microfiche in the 80s and 90s. It looked like, to me, it looked like film, unexposed film. I don't know what it was. But it was something that was really, really small that you could then blow up on a projector. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be cool. I didn't think it was going to go viral and become big, and it never did. You know, microfiche just didn't make sense once computers and internet started to take over. And so, but the concept of, look, we're not going to keep your medical records on paper. We're going to put it on a little card or something that could be transferred to other places. And I'm like, but what if you lose that little microfiche? I don't think it's called microfiche. I think it's called microfiche. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. French? Microfiche? I don't know. So anyway, and I'm like, well, what if you lose your card? Well, people have been for years going, we lose a driver's license. We lose a driver's license, we're screwed. Why can't our driver's license be electronic? So that's going to be the next push. I don't think I like it too much because I don't want anybody knowing my weight. Well, no, it's not my accurate weight. Of course, I lied about my weight. But I still don't even like my lie of my weight, okay? I mean, it's still too high. Okay, I'm telling everybody I weigh 130 pounds. That's what I want you to believe. What it says on my driver's license, oh, my gosh, it's not good. Not good at all. It's funny, guys up their weight going, yeah, I'm 212. Like, dude, you're 175. Yet as women, we're like, I'm 112. They're like, no, you're 175. So anyway, I don't know. The whole privacy issue bothers me. So some people are not liking this idea. Apparently, the governments of Arkansas, Virginia, Colorado, Idaho, Maryland, Wyoming, Virginia, and D.C. are among those exploring the viability of digital driver's license technology. And Alabama launched a digital ID card last year for tax returns. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, this is interesting. In Alabama, transgender people are suing, according to Reuters, over their driver's license policy. Now, this is what happened. Three transgender people sued an Alabama state agency yesterday, alleging its policy requiring proof of gender surgery to change the gender indicator on driver's license, saying that was discriminatory. Now, the lawsuit was filed by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberty Union, and the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's policy. Oh, they said that the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's policy denied transgender people access to identification. And applicants were forced to release medical information to get their driver's licenses. So based on that, they do have a case, but we'll talk about this. According to ACLU lawyer Gabriel Arkles, anyone who is eligible for a license should be able to get one that they could use without sacrificing their privacy, safety, health, autonomy, or dignity. Okay, he makes a point, but we're going to talk about this. Spokeswoman for the state law enforcement agency did not respond to requests for comments, and the state attorney general's office had no comment. Now, one of the plaintiffs, Darcy Corbett, said she was publicly humiliated when she applied for a driver's license in August. A clerk loudly discussed her gender identity in a crowded license office and at one point called Corbett it. Okay, this is the problem we have now. I don't think society, we are progressing in a good way, but we are not catching up logistically. All right, same thing with marijuana, same thing with a whole variety of other issues. Okay? We are making amazing leaps and bounds in terms of, you know, being welcoming and you know, equalizing all of us, which we should be, right? And anti-bullying, and we're making amazing steps, which is progress. I don't want to stop. However, now we get to the issue of, well, identification. And we get to the issue of, you know, security and passports, and are we going to have to do away with boy-girl and men-women? Is that going to be the only way for society to adjust to all the changes that we now have in society? Even though these all always existed, it just changes in terms of our being more accepting. So this lady at the license office, the clerk, called her it. She didn't know. She didn't know if it was, you know, the proper thing to do. If you don't know if it's male or female or he, she, or, you know, that if somebody doesn't notice a he versus she. So it looks like people are falling all over each other, not knowing what to do. And that's a problem. Corbett said, in half an hour, I was subjected to the most blatant cruelty another human being had ever inflicted on me. Now, she changed her gender identity on her U.S. passport, Social Security card, and North Dakota driver's license. And you're right, you shouldn't be called an it. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, look how upset we get when somebody says, oh, you hit like a girl. And I'm a girl. I'm like, okay, first of all, women know how to hit. I've gotten hit by women. They can pack a punch. Yeah, but still, we don't like to be labeled. We don't like to be accused of being something we're not. So I don't blame her for being upset, but how do we handle security? You know, do we have to now just assume that a gender label isn't really their gender? I mean, if the whole purpose of passports and driver's license is so when you get screened, you know, for security, let's say at a checkpoint in an airport, and they go, oh, you're a female. This says you're a female. Okay. You know, or this says you're male. Something's wrong with your ID. This isn't you. This is an ID that isn't you. Well, how often does that happen? Most people have an ID that has their gender on it. But is it obsolete? Is gender just going to be now obsolete? The ACLU filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Montgomery on behalf of Corbett. She is a doctoral candidate at Auburn University. Destiny Clark is a member of the board of Central Alabama Pride, a gay rights group, and a third transgender person who identified himself as John Doe. So, on one end, many places of business are concerned going, wait, we don't want to accidentally discriminate, because what do we do about women's restroom, men's restrooms, locker rooms? If we deny somebody going into the female bathroom who's male but identifies as female, are we now going to be sued by the other females for allowing a male to come into the bathroom? Did we prove that he was truly transgender? Could you have a predator claim, oh, no, I'm transgender, so he could get into the female's restroom? Again, happens rarely. I mean, you know, these aren't common things. But society has not prepared for us being genderless or knowing what to do if the gender is not identified as such. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call.
Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if you vape, you are more likely to catch pneumonia, according to a recent study. The vapor from e-cigs helps bacteria stick to the cells that line the airways. Guess it's sticky. Just like smoking tobacco or breathing in traffic fumes. They say the effect occurs with traditional cigarette smoke and those who are exposed to air pollution high in particulates from vehicle exhausts. So whether you're in traffic or whether you smoke cigarettes, vaping could possibly put you at the same risk for pneumonia. Researcher Jonathan Gregg, professor of pediatric respiratory and environmental medicine at Queen Mary University in London, said the study shows that vaping, especially in the long term, could raise the risk of a bacterial lung infection. Pneumococcal bacteria can exist in our airways without causing illness. In some cases, they can invade the lung linings and then cause pneumonia or septicemia. And septicemia is where the bacteria get from the lungs into the bloodstream. We know that exposure to cigarette smoke helps these bacteria stick to the airway lining cells, increasing your risk of infection. We wanted to see whether or not e-cigs might have the same effect. So Professor Greg and his team began looking at human nose lining cells in the lab. They exposed some cells to e-cig vapors, both with and without nicotine, while other cells were not exposed. Cells exposed to either nicotine-containing or nicotine-free vapor produce levels of this molecule called PAFR. Now, PAFR is what pneumonia likes to stick to. Well, I don't want to say pneumonia. Pneumonia is a condition. What the bacteria of pneumonia likes to stick to. And this PAFR was 3 times higher than those not exposed to vapor. They said when pneumococcal bacteria was introduced to these cells, researchers found that exposure to either nicotine or nicotine-free vapor doubled the amount of bacteria that stuck to the airway cells. Further tests were carried out on 11 e-cig users and 6 non-smokers. So what they did is then they had these, so after they did the lab part of this, then they used people who vaped and people who didn't. And those who vaped were asked to take at least 10 puffs on their e-cig over 5 minutes before bacterial levels were compared between both groups. And then the vapors levels of the PAFR molecules were 3 times higher. So Professor Greg said, together, these results suggest that vaping makes the airways more vulnerable to bacteria sticking to the lining. And if this occurs when a vapor gets exposed to pneumococcal bacterium, that could increase the risk of infection. So remember I told you that Dr. Curry had said, you know, you could throw a bunch of strep pneumonia bacteria into a room and somebody may get an ear infection, somebody may get a throat infection, somebody may get a pneumonia, somebody may get a septicemia, a blood infection, and somebody may not get anything at all. No big deal. This is why it all depends on the person and the person's vulnerability. And so with this case, what that means is you're exposed to bacteria all the time. But if your body allows it to stick or you mess up your defense mechanisms by vaping or smoking, et cetera, not eating well, not sleeping well, then that could predispose you to you actually becoming infected when it does go up and down your respiratory tree. College, these that some people may be vaping because they think it's safe or in an attempt to quit smoking, but this study aids to growing evidence that inhaling vapor has a potential to cause adverse health effects. Other aids to quitting, such as patches or gum, do not result in airway cells being exposed to concentrations of potentially toxic compounds. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, please, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? You know, how many people are getting pneumonia from vaping? We don't really hear that. Okay, we're not hearing people are getting pneumonia from vaping. But we are hearing that a lot of people are getting pneumonia with the flu. Remember I brought up a few weeks ago, not only are we having a bad flu season, but could we be having a bad pneumonia season? Why are all these people dying of pneumonia? Why? Doesn't make sense. And young, healthy individuals, teenagers, why? Now, I'm not saying they all vape. But it would be very interesting, an interesting study, to see if these increased numbers of pneumonia or flu-related pneumonia are occurring in people who vape. Now, true, we've had kids, unfortunately, with scarlet fever, streptococcus, unfortunately, become affected and succumb to flu-related secondary infections. But that would also be interesting to know if mom or dad smoked or vaped around them. So these are things that need to be studied. Now, you would say, okay, well, good. Somebody get the records. It may not be in the records. Now you got to interview the person. And most likely somebody who dealt with a death in the family, when you call and say, do you smoke or vape, they're going to hang up the phone. They're not going to go, oh, you know, let's, you know, see what I could have done to cause this and was this all my fault? So, which it isn't, you know, but so... Listen, I know you guys like to vape, a lot of you. I get that. You're using it to quit smoking. I am supportive of that as long as it's short term. But again, vaping could be affecting the way your lungs fight off infection. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As many as 1 in 20 kids may be affected by mom's drinking in the womb or are affected by it. According to a study which believes that's a real conservative number, there must be more. They say 1 in 10 could be on the spectrum of fetal alcohol disorder. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorders are a group of conditions that may include abnormal growth in facial features, intellectual disabilities, and behavioral problems, according to the CDC. And we have for years said no drinking during pregnancy because of the result of fetal alcohol syndrome. But fetal alcohol syndrome isn't a yes or no. Just like the autism spectrum, it's a spectrum. And so in Europe, they're saying alcohol is safe in pregnancy. We're starting to get more and more studies say alcohol is safe for pregnancy. So people will go, okay, if alcohol is safe for pregnancy, I can have a drink every now and then. Helps me relax. I told you, my doctor had me drink half a glass of wine cool. I didn't do the whole half a glass, and it stopped my contractions. People have been using alcohol for years when they were pregnant. The only thing is how do we know if it affects the baby or not? So true fetal alcohol syndrome, there are facial features, there's certain characteristics that will identify that child. But what about those that drank one or two glasses once in a while? Would that child have a fetal alcohol syndrome issue? Director of the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Diagnostic and Prevention Network feels that the new study's higher numbers are, I don't have a very high regard for the numbers. I'm very disappointed to see this featured in the likes of JAMA. So she didn't particularly like the study. She said the new study both overestimates and underestimates the prevalence in different ways, largely due to how the data was collected. She said she doesn't know whether the true prevalence is higher than previously thought and stressed that more research is needed. So about 1 in 10 pregnant women in the U.S. age 18 to 14 reported having at least one alcoholic beverage in the last 30 days while pregnant, according to the CDC. And they say the numbers have not gone down. They said we have not done a good job turning the tide on that. In other countries, it's way higher. So rather than 10% of pregnant women drinking, and by drinking, one drink once a month, in one study, they found in the UK, 40 to 80% drink, Australia and New Zealand. So the new study sent experts to public and private schools in four U.S. communities to test students for cognitive behavioral problems, to interview mothers about their alcohol use, and to analyze the children's growth and facial features. They categorized 222 first graders with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders out of the thousands who participated. Only two of those students, however, of the 222, actually were diagnosed. So the majority don't get diagnosed. So what does that mean? If your child has issues in school, if your child has different facial features from anybody in the family, you know, could it be from the alcohol? So I would suggest, while everybody's trying to find a reason to drink while pregnant, just don't, okay? I mean, we don't know what chemicals we're getting. I mean, you know, a rum and Coke. Do we really want to feed Coke to our unborn child? I mean, you know, we know that the placenta, you know, offers some protection. And we know that some of these feti could be pretty sturdy sometimes to chemicals that come their way. But why risk it? 1-877-DOC-FELLY. Don't go in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, peeking at your pulse. The Peek at Your Pulse campaign is something we here at the Dr. Dahlia Show created to remind everybody to peek at their pulse. Why? Because a high resting pulse could be, unfortunately, a poor indicator when it comes to heart health. And we need to have a lower resting heart rate. We've talked about this many times on the show, and I have a table for you guys to look at. It's on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Twitter and Facebook. And it's an easy test you can do. You can do it at home. You can do it at work, checking your pulse. And your Apple iWatch checks your pulse, although I really want you to learn how to check your own pulse. It's more accurate than relying on a watch to do it, and I'll tell you why. But if your resting pulse rate is 90, your heart's working harder. That means, or not only does your heart work harder, and then it's probably taking some years off of it, because for every minute of the day, it's beating an extra 20 beats for every minute, and then how many minutes of the day, and you guys do the math, right? Per hour, per day, per week, per year. But maybe the rate is higher because you have underlying health problems. So peek at your pulse. So again, what is a pulse? So the pulse is the heart rate felt in an artery, okay, such as in the wrist, the neck, the top of the foot, etc. So you feel the pulse, and it allows you to determine the heart rate, feel the strength of blood flow, learn your rhythm, okay? Is it irregular? Is it slow? Is it fast? And what is normal or abnormal for a pulse? So the normal adult pulse, okay, should be anywhere from 60 to 100. I don't like that 100 number. I think if you're above 90, it's high. The average is about 70 to 80 beats a minute. Now, an athlete could have a lower resting heart rate due to his or her cardiac conditioning. So there's some tables here, depending on, you know, your age and your gender and the gender you were born as. And so, like, for me, I don't want to name my age. If I was an athlete, which it is, so usually my resting heart rate is in the 60s. That would be considered excellent for my age. That would be considered very, very good. So that's why I tell people, roughly, if you could be in the 50s and 60s, that's excellent. Sometimes for some people in the 50s, that may feel too low for them. And you have some individuals with bradycardia, slow heart rate. And if you're not an athlete and your heart rate is slow, we're going to test you to make sure your heart will increase appropriately when needed to with exercise. But when it comes to those of us who are very active, having a lower heart rate should be par for the course. If you are athletic and your heart rate is lower in the 50s or 60s, that could be concerning as well. But for the most part, for those of us that just kind of do some average exercise, let's say you are a male and you are 57 years old. A good heart rate would be 62 to 67. You would be starting to be a little high when you hit the 70s. And they say if your heart rate is over 82, that's poor. Now, that's according to Quora.com. And a heart rate above the 80s may be a poor indicator of your cardiovascular health. For a female, a heart rate over 84 could be high. So I put this on the website for you to take a look. So why would a higher pulse rate be less favorable? You know, what are the studies behind it? Well, in 2013, there was a study that found for every 10 to 22 additional beats per minute in resting heart rate, it raised the likelihood of death by 16%. Then in 2015, there was a study out of China that found a resting heart rate increased the chance of early death. Now, lead researcher of that study in 2015, Dr. Dongfeng Zhang of the Department of Epidemiology at the Medical College of Qingdao University in Shandong, China, said, quote, higher resting heart rate is an independent predictor of all-cause cardiovascular death. So while we look at high blood pressure, while we look at diabetes, while we look at obesity, high cholesterol, age, gender, etc., higher resting heart rate is an issue. All right, so, like I said, if your heart has to beat next 20 beats per minute, it does it 60 minutes each hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, I think it could be weakening the heart. I think the heart is working extra than it has to. Or, if your resting heart rate is higher, maybe it's because you're doing something. Maybe you're too stressed. Maybe you're inflamed. Maybe you are, taking in too much caffeine. So let's all find our pulses, okay? The easiest place to find your pulse is along the neck under your jaw. So the side of your neck, under your jaw, a lot of us have felt our carotid artery. You could also do it on your wrist. Many people cannot find the radial artery. It's right along the same line as your thumb, okay? I know people try, just, don't push too hard. You don't want to obliterate the pulse. But just very slowly, You know, find that little groove there under the thumb and then slowly put your finger pads, not your fingertips, but your finger pads, press your finger pads down to feel the pulse. The inner elbow has a brachial artery. The top of the foot has your dorsalis pedis artery, pedis with a D. Okay? That's for the foot. I'm sure there's also other arteries, but we're just going to deal with these. Okay? Now, to calculate your pulse, you can use a timer, you could use a watch. You could actually count the beats you feel in a whole minute, but it's easier to count the number of beats in 10 seconds and then multiply by 6, okay? So if you beat, let's say, 10 times in those 10 seconds, ba-boom, ba-boom, and then multiply by 6, your heart rate is 60. You could also count the number of beats in 6 seconds and then multiply it by 10. I'd start being careful. The less number of beats you count in a smaller period of time, the more room for error. So if somebody goes, I'm going to count my heartbeat for 2 seconds and multiply it by 15, or multiply it by 30, I'd say, nah, not going to work. So right now we have no official recommendation on when to check your pulse. But what I do recommend is this month, I want you to check it on 10 different days. Then I want you to calculate the average. You should be resting, you should be sitting comfortably in a chair, and then, you know, write your numbers down. Now, some of you guys are jealous of those of us with Apple Watches. Don't be. The Apple Watch is very, very cool, all right? And I don't know if people's Fitbits do the same thing. I think they do. But the Apple Watch is basically has some sensors that will test your pulse while you're exercising, while you're resting. And what's really interesting about the Apple Watch is it'll do a ding and tell me if my heart rate is high. This is the problem I have with my Apple Watch. It'll tell me that my heart rate is 150, 160. So I freak out. I start checking my pulse. I'm like, what is he talking about? 70. Then it rechecks my pulse. Excuse me, I have hiccups. And then it goes back down to 70. And I'm like, wait a second. There's no way my heart rate, I'm just sitting there watching TV. I mean, no Michael Fassbender's coming across the screen. So why would my heart rate jump? And so, you know, sometimes I think that it could be doing a little too much, you know, because and it may unfortunately be too, sensitive. So you need to learn how to, you know, test your own pulse. Now, we're being told that the Apple Watch may be helping, I guess, identify diabetes. They want to track glucose levels in diabetics. So there would be an app, and I'm dying to find out how this works, but they think that they would be able to use a body sensor that you wear around your abdomen that measures your glucose levels every 5 minutes. Then it would send the data to a remote handheld device within 20 feet. Then it would communicate with the iPhone, and then the data would be displayed to your Apple Watch. And this would be a body sensor. And I guess Dexcom offers two different apps as part of the process. One app that lets the user view the data, and the other app that can allow you to share the data with another person, like your doctor. Now, Apple Watch is both a smartwatch and a health and fitness tracker, which is why people like it. But the idea of being able to check your diabetes, your glucose, wow. That would be cool. I just don't know how accurate it's going to be. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.